beautiful Iran.
Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrents fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willest, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Oh,
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaam alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you for choosing this program to listen to. Today we're going to speak about the blessings of visiting Imam Reza's Hale Shrine. And today is Sunday, 8th of Zilqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll learn about verses 5 to 6 from chapter Al-Qasas.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين.
And we wanted to confer favor upon those who were oppressed in the land and make them leaders and make them inheritors.
وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ.
And establish them in the land, and show Pharaoh and his minister Haman and their soldiers through them that which they had feared.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Imam Zainul Abidin, Ali ibn al-Husayn, peace be upon him, once in a tradition said, "By the one who raised Muhammad legitimately as the giver of glad tidings and warner, verily the righteous of us Ahlul Bayt and their followers are like Moses and his followers. Finally, we will be victorious and they will be destroyed, and the government of the truth and justice will be ours." Of course, the worldly government of Mahdi, peace be upon him, may Allah hasten his reappearance, at the end will never hinder the limited Islamic government to be formed before it by the oppressed ones against the oppressors. Then whenever they prepare its conditions, the certain promise and divine will be accomplished for them, and they will gain this victory.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Riza al-Murtaza. وحجتك على من فوق الأرض ومن تحت الثرى يا الصديق الشهيد صلاة كثيرة تامة زاكية متواصلة متواترة مترادفة كأفضل ما صليت على أحد من أوليائك.
So we come back to our topic. What blessings does Imam Reza's ziyarah entail? Imam Reza, peace be upon him, has such a prominent place as one of the Prophet's descendants and as the eighth Imam that in some narratives, his ziyarah is considered superior to Imam Hussein's ziyarah in Karbala. The reason is that some groups of Shia may believe in the third Imam's imamate, but they may not accept the following Imams. Therefore, acceptance of Imam Reza's imamate implies a belief in the holy 12 Imams, peace be upon them, and hence a proof of 12 Imams' branch of Shia Islam. In Usul al-Kafi, late Sheikh Sadur narrated that all of the Shias have a vow to the innocent Imams, and to visit their holy shrine is the way to keep the vow. Therefore, if anyone who rushes to visit their shrines willingly and while believing in what they appreciate, the innocent Imams will be his or her intercessor or on the resurrection day.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the blessings of Imam Reza alayhi salam and the importance of his graveyard and holy shrine. God Almighty said in Quran that the Prophet's reward is love for his near relatives. In explaining the circumstances of revelation of this ayah and verse of the Holy Quran, it is stated that this verse had been revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after his farewell pilgrimage, that is Hajjatul Wada. Since after the event of Ghadir, many enemies rebuked him and said that the succession of Imam Ali alaihi wasallam is the reward of the prophecy. Many also approached Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "We will leave our properties to you for the meetings and plans due to such offers." This noble verse was revealed. Due to such offers, this noble verse was revealed. With this love, one can achieve the earthly and heavenly bliss and blessings and is placed among the believers. The believers also show love to him and can gain a deep insight of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the holy Imams alayhi wasallam. We have to say that Imam Reza alayhi salam has such a prominent place as one of the Prophet's descendants and as the eighth Imam that in some narratives and narrations, his ziyarah and his pilgrimage is considered superior to Imam Hussein's ziyarah in Karbala. The reason is that some groups of Shias may believe in the third Imam's imamate, but they may not accept the following Imam. Therefore, acceptance of Imam Reza alayhi salam and the imamate of Imam Reza alayhi salam implies a belief of the holy 12 Imams in the Shia school of thought, and hence a proof of Ithna Ashari branch of Shia. Of Shia Islam. Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa ar-Ridha al-Murtada al-Imam al-Taqi al-Naqi.
O Allah, send blessings upon Ali ibn Musa ar-Ridha, the contented, the spotlessly pure leader, and your authority on the face of the earth, and below it, the truthful and the martyr, perpetually abundant blessings that are pure and continue ceaselessly, the best of the blessings that you have sent upon any of your chosen ones.
You're listening to today's special, and now we learn about his character. Imam Reza's character, and now his knowledge. Imam Reza alayhi salam thoroughly encompassed all sciences and knowledge. The historians and narrators have unanimously agreed that he was the most knowledge of the people of his time, the most meritorious of them, and the most learned of them in the precepts of religion and other sciences such as philosophy and medicine. Talking about the Imam's abundant knowledge, Abdus Salam Heravi has said, "I have never seen a person more knowledgeable than Ali ibn Musa Reza. When a religious scholar sees him, he bears witness for him as being the most knowledgeable, as I do." Al-Ma'mun gathered for him in assemblies a number of the scholars of religions, the jurists of Islamic law, and theologians. However, he overcame them to the extent that they acknowledged his excellence over them and confessed their feebleness before him. One question exists here. How to make the most of ziyarah of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them? One answer could be on feeling special. What does it mean? Feel special that you have been invited to perform ziyarah of the infallible imams. Ulama of akhlaq, the scholars of ethics, tells us that no one can come for ziyarah without a personal invitation of the infallible. Not everyone has been given this invitation. How many people from your country do you know who are having a mundane day today while you have been given such amazing opportunity? It is due to the infallible's invitation that you are going for ziyarah. Even though it may seem that you did all the work of getting a visa, buying a ticket, packing your bags, and etc. These were just formalities. They were the ones who made the arrangements that made it possible for you to go. Special note for visiting Imam Reza, peace be upon him. As a foreigner here, he has a special attention on you because he's the qareeb or foreigner.
The seventh Imam actually talked about the importance of visiting the shrine of Imam Reza alayhi salam. Although, you know, Imam was still not shaheed. This is when Imam Musa Kazim is alive. He says, "Man dhara qabra waladi Ali, kana lahu inda Allahi sab'una hijjatan mabrura." He says, "Whoever visits the grave of my son Ali, the reward that he will receive will be 70 hajj, which are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So the companion there, Sulaiman al-Maruzi, from the seventh Imam, he says, "Sab'una hajj." Imam, did you say 70 hajj? The reward of visiting the shrine of Imam Rida alayhi salam. He says, "Did you say 70 or 7? And this is where Imam then increases the number. He says, "Yes, not only that, وَسَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ هِجَّةٍ 70,000 hajj." Means the reward will be even multiplied more. And this person was surprised even more. And this is where Imam says, "Remember, you know, whoever visits the shrine or spends the night there, كَمَنْ زَارَ اللَّهُ فِي عَرْشِهِ, it's as if he is going to visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around the throne and arsh of Allah in the heavens." Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, Ya Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, Ya Ali Musa Reza.
Inshallah, on the next episode of today's special, we'll learn more about Ziyarah, especially Imam Reza's Ziyarah. Thank you very much, and we'll leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word, they can never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us listen to a thought-provoking saying from the Prophet's eighth infallible heir, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, peace be upon him. The worst earner of livelihood is that who deprives others of improving their livelihoods through his earnings. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about what we should do when we go to a place which is very fearful and very frightening, and we're afraid of going there. In this hadith, the Imam provides us with a practical solution. He presents us with a dua and a prayer that we can recite whenever we fear something and whenever we are afraid of going somewhere. Let's say that you're going for a job interview and you're afraid, or you just say you're going, you have to travel to a certain place, and let's say you're driving there and the weather is not good and you're afraid. Or let's say that you're going to, let's say that you're a child and, I don't know, you're on a basketball team and you're going to go play a team which is very, a lot better than your team. You're going to visit them in their hometown. So what can you do in these situations? The Imam provides us with a practical solution in the form of a beautiful prayer. And it's ironic that this prayer is a verse of the Holy Quran. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, if you enter a place which you fear, then recite this verse. My Lord, admit me with a worthy entrance, Rabbi, adkhilni mudkhala sidqin, and bring me out with a worthy departure, wa akhrijni mukhraja sidqin, and render me a favorable authority from yourself, wa ja'alni min ladunka sultanan nasira, meaning help me and give me power over this unfavorable situation, so that I can come out of it victorious. Then in the end of the hadith, the Imam, he says something else. He says, if you see someone who you fear, see that you see somebody who fears, the oppressive person, a person who you feel might harm you, the Imam says, then you can recite the Ayatul Kursi, famous, the verse of the throne, the verse of Ayatul Kursi. This is a good repellent of this danger. Also, in a general sense, and in a general solution to, what should we do when we fear certain things? Imam Ridha alayhi salam has been narrated as having presented a very practical solution to this problem. He says, whoever does not fear Allah with regards to small matters will not fear Allah with regards to large matters. I think we should fear Allah in all situations and not be afraid of anything else or any other person or situation besides Allah Ta'ala. And Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the one who does not frighten anyone will never fear. If we do not act oppressively to others and do not frighten them, then we ourselves will not fear anything in any situation. Imam Ali alayhi salam has also been narrated as having said, if you fear the difficulty of a situation, be hard and firm in front of it, and it will lower in difficulty for you, and wittingly deceive the problems of the age, and they will become easy for you. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at practical solutions in the face of our fears, in the words of the A'imma alayhi salam, and specifically Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك رب دعاء Let's recite the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So, I really welcome you all, Brother Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, and Fawad Haider to our today's program. How are you? Fine? Fawad?
Fine, yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Hassan, how
fine,
about
sir.
You?
How are
Alhamdulillah.
You?
Thank you. How about Ali Nasser?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Fine? All right. Okay, so brothers and sisters, we really welcome you all here in our today's session, the listeners of IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, today we'll work on two verses from Surah Ali Imran on page 66. So, verses or ayat 123 and 120. For the ayatain, the two ayatain, inshallah. So, everybody, once let's listen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walaqad nasarakumullahu bi badrin wa antum adillah. Fattaqullaha la'allakum tashkurun. إذ تقول للمؤمنين ألن يكفيكم أن يمدكم ربكم بثلاثة آلاف من الملائكة منزلين.
Nice recitation. I have to tell you, brothers and sisters, that inshallah, we really recommend you stay with us till the end of this session. We will practice the Tajweed rules. We'll practice how to read these two verses correctly and also how to recite. All right? Then also we have a short explanation. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم Allah Almighty in ayah 123 or 123rd of Surah Ali Imran says, وَلَنْقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ And in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَلَنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ أَنْ يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بثلاثة آلاف من الملائكة منزلين. So, in ayah 123, Allah Almighty says, certainly, Allah helped you at Badr. وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ When you were abased in the enemy's eyes. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ So be wary of Allah so that you may give thanks. Right? So, in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ O Prophet, remember, when you were saying to the faithful, to the mu'mineen, is it not enough for you that your Lord should aid you, should help you with 3,000 angels sent down? So these two verses, the first verse talk about the battle of Badr, the first battle in Islam, right? Where Muslims stood up against the non-Muslims, the faithless people. So there were 313 soldiers, Muslim soldiers, that stood up against 1,000 enemies. So basically, when we look at normal conditions, normal situations, in normal cases, yeah, we see like those who are Allah, they will win, they will be victorious, yes?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, basically. So 1,000 people against 313 people. Who will win? Huh? Of course, the 313 will be what? Defeated. For sure. But look, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ. Allah Almighty says that we certainly helped you in Badr. So sometimes the number, okay, is so less. But you get victorious. In the next ayah, Allah Almighty also tells our Prophet that إِذْ تَقُولُ, remember the time when you told the mu'mineen that isn't it enough for you that your Lord should aid you with 3,000 angels sent down? So there are unseen aids that we have. Alright? Inshallah, I want you to refer to the tafsir books, especially to the history books, right? Inshallah, to learn more about how the Battle of Uhud, how the Battle of Badr happened. Right? Inshallah, you learn more. There are a lot of points to remember. Okay?
Yes.
Yes. Alright. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. So let's move on to the tajweed rules. Let's mention some important ones. Inshallah, we'll move on to the recitation as well. I'm sure that our brothers barely can wait for the recitation, yeah? So let's move on. So in the first ayah, ayah 123, وَلَقَدْ نَصَارَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّهُ. Who can say? Huh, the first important point here? What?
We have letter Qaf.
Qaf. Good job.
And we have Qalqala.
Qalqala. Laqad dal. So, echoing sound. So, yes. Pronounce the dal with an echoing sound. Walaqad. Walaqad. Nasa. Sa has a heavy sound as well. Nasara. Ra has a heavy sound. Walaqad nasara. Kumu. كُمُ اللَّهُ Allah, the letter Lam in the word Allah is pronounced heavily. So we have two cases for the word Allah. Either you pronounce it like the word Allah with an A sound, or you pronounce it Allah, A sound. So if you have a kasra, the rule says this, yeah? If you have a kasra before the word Allah, read it how? Allah, Bismillah, A'udhu Billah, Billah. So, you say, you read it with an A sound, if you have a kasra.
Yeah.
If you don't have a kasra, you have a fatha or a dhamma, so for any of them, you read it with an A sound, like this one. Nasarankumullahu. Not nasarankumullahu. That's wrong, right? Walaqad nasarankumullahu. Allahu. Right?
Yes.
Bi-bad-rin. Qalqala. Bad. Again, qalqala on dal. Echoing sound with the letter dal. Bi-bad-rin. Tanween plus waw.
Idgham.
All right. We have different rules for the tanween and nun sakin. So there are actually four important rules. Ikhfa, idhar, iqlab, idgham. Which means ikhfa means hiding the sound of tanween or nun sakin. Idhar means clearly pronouncing and saying, right? And what was the next one? Iqlab, which means changing the sound of tanween or nun sakin into a hidden meme sound. And the last point, the last rule was what?
Idgham,
merging sound. Merging the sound of tanween or nun sakin. So here we have idgham, since waw matches the letters of idgham yarmalun. So bi badri wa antum adillah, wa antum, hiding the sound of what? Noon Sakin. Here, ta matches the ikhfa rules. Sila tells you it's better to continue. Fattaqullah la'allakum tashkurun. There is no special rule. Idh taqulu lil mu'minina. Idh dhal. Taqulu lil mu'minina. Alan yakfiyakum. Alan. Noon Sakin plus ya. Ya matches. Yermalun idgham. Good job. Alay yakfiyakum. أي again أي يمدكم ربكم بثلاثة آلاف plus ميم again إدغام آلاف من الملائكة that is واجب
yes
ملائكة منزلين نون ساكن hide the sound ز matches the ikhfa letters. Good job. Let's recite that. Ready?
Yes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ
وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ
إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَلَنْ يكفيكم أن يمدكم ربكم
إذ تقول للمؤمنين ألن يكفيكم
أن يمدكم ربكم بثلاثة آلاف من الملائكة منزلين صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنت ما شاء الله الله bless you we practiced the tajweed rules we mentioned them and we also practiced the recitation that's all from us for today inshallah the next session will continue towards the next verses or ayat of Surah Ali Imran Stay with IRB English Radio, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks to Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser for being with us. See you, inshallah. Nothing to say?
No, sir.
Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Thank you.
ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa.
Brothers and sisters, too many are the Quranic verses and traditions that emphasize on the necessity of referring to the Almighty God, the Creator, the Absolute Cause, on all occasions and under all circumstances, so that the relation between the Almighty Allah and His servants will be firmer. One of such relations, if not the most important, which is familiarity with the concept of supplication, and we'll have a look at this concept of dua. In the Holy Quran, Almighty God has guaranteed responding to the pure and those prayers of well-intended servants. And moreover, He has encouraged on making dua a kind of a daily activity for everyone, for all the servants, so that they will connect themselves, those needy servants will connect themselves to the perfect Lord to whom everything is returned. Now, a believer must never dispense with dua and must always direct all his feelings towards the Creator. He must refer to Him asking for His help and guidance. So, the fact is that dua, like any other item of connection with the beneficent God, is conditional upon a set of matters and spiritual and material preparations so that it will achieve its aims and purposes as completely as expected. And we have many traditions. Our traditions are replete with different conditions, different prerequisites for the acceptance of supplication and dua.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ob onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ob kamju tishnagi ovar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ovaz ba lava pas. so that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will, God will come towards you.
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, the school of supplication is a huge divine door and ocean. And this door is open to every believer. It has absorbed divine attention towards this world and has awakened the ignorant and busy man from getting involved in the wrong entertainments of this world, past times, and even in the future. So it has informed the human beings of their genuine needs. The most significant Islamic scientific resources are reserved in this sublime treasure and have been handed down to us. Some du'as that we refer to as transmitted supplications and prayers. So centuries, I think, should pass before a genius is found to open up this valuable reserve and to reveal all the mysteries hidden therein. Of course, during the long history of man, this untold secret has always been hidden in the hearts of the man of piety and knowledge, and the present wits have not been well equipped to solve them. Thus, that precious jewel has always remained intact in the hearts of men of God and those divine men. We hope that we shall never be deprived of this great asset in years to come. We also hope that the elite, our scholars, those divine men, could take advantage of this immense divine knowledge, and they could help the others benefit from this valuable treasure. We hope as well that this group of thinkers could reveal to people the brightness of this divine revelation in such a way as to release this nation from the false holders of this sea of knowledge, and we will take benefit from this. Now, what we are here to do mainly is we want to have a look at the different verses of the Holy Quran, and also we will try to define a supplication using the whispered prayers and the verses of the Holy Quran as well. Now, the scholars are well aware of the fact that there are different and numerous ways to describe and explain an ambiguous issue. Each way is used in certain conditions to cause man to reach his aim. Now, there are different ways of defining something. One kind of definition is verbatim definition. This is where we use a clear concept in order to solve an ambiguity. We also have a kind of definition which is referred to as real definition. And that is when the essence of an object is in question, and then we describe the category to which it belongs. We also have other kinds of definition, for example, like Sharh al-Ismi definition. And this is when we are asked about the appearance and effects of something. That's when we provide a person with some features of that object. Now, since the old times, the provision of defining supplication has always been available. So, in this program as well, we will offer several definitions for supplication from different points of view. We will refer to that, God willing, later on. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of Youth Station. This is IRIB English Radio. I am Asma, and here we have Zainab with us.
Assalamu alaikum, dear Asma and dear listeners. Very warm welcome. We are on Youth Station.
Yes.
I have had this pleasure to co-host with Sister Asma.
Of course, the pleasure is all mine. Youth Station is just like home. So whenever we're here, it feels so much home.
Right.
Yeah, I hope everyone is doing well. And how are you doing, Zainab?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine, Asma. And I hope everyone around is doing good.
Yeah, yes, of course. Because, you know, these days we all hear stories and things and... Yeah, everything seems to be sad sometimes,
yeah.
But that's the way of life.
And what's important is that it's very difficult to forget those things.
Yes, you are just hitting the nail on the head. Yes, to forget sad things. But, you know, there's this question that I'd very much like to ask you. Which one do you think is harder, to be forgotten or to forget?
In one or the other way, both are difficult one.
But you know, I guess to forget people and things is easier because you are the one who is doing that, so you don't understand that you're forgetting something. But to be forgotten is very sad because it is as if you have been omitted from the world.
It feels to us like that. But when I say that I found forgetting things as well difficult, was mm-hmm. again the same thing that we started with. Forgetting sad things is very difficult. So
yeah,
if you have, like, I just heard...
Sometimes it's a blessing to forget.
Yeah, it is indeed. Indeed, it's a blessing to forget. Like, we just had a colleague of ours who just passed away in accident just 1 week ago. And
so sad.
It's really hard to forget these things. It's mm-hmm. really forget. But, you know, with time we do forget. Like this colleague of mine was just 24 years old. And his mother, if she does not forget this, it would be like a disaster for her.
Mm-hmm.
So forgetting is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And
but it does not happen easily.
Yeah. But when it comes to, like, you know, being selfish, materialistic, and, like, you know, very self-centered.